We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Parnay. Good morning, or good afternoon, Robert.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Congratulations to you and your team, champions of the Battle of the Bay. 17-7 win over Norfolk State. What impressed you with the way your team played in that one?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that the coaching staff and the players, they did a great job of preparing for the game. And we played together as a team, especially, you know, halftime being 7-7. And you guys showed some mental toughness, so I was very happy with the overall performance of the whole team.
First question this morning from Dan Steenkamer. Good afternoon, Dan.
Afternoon, Rob. Thanks. Coach Prunty, good to be with you. Curious, you guys have Delaware this week and you just watched and are starting to break apart. I'm assuming the tape of one of the better days Delaware's had on offense in quite some time. Coach Carty, you have a couple of, or one assistant who worked with Coach Carty at Sam Houston, and you also have Coach Kosh on staff who was DC at Delaware. I'm just curious how much you might be leaning on those guys to get you a sense of Delaware, a newer opponent for you guys, and just help you guys get ready in that regard.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, Coach McCartney's doing an unbelievable job. I mean, they're a top 10 team. You know, they're a veteran squad. You know, the quarterback is unbelievable. I mean, they are, you know, the offensive line, the defensive line. This is one of the better football teams I've seen. I mean, even when I was coaching the BCS level, I mean, they go up and beat Navy up at Navy. I mean, you know, we're going to have to do everything right, I mean, to beat this team. This is a good football team. I mean, just, you know, overall, I mean, experience, you know, run a great offensive system. I mean, they have it all working on all cylinders.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, yeah, sorry. Coach, I wanted to ask about, you know, having Malcolm and Christopher both, you know, making some plays at quarterback. What kind of luxury is it to have two guys who you can kind of use in different situations like that?
I think the biggest thing is those guys have bought into the team concept. They understand that, you know, we could go with either one of them, and there's no ego there, and they play as a, you know, as a team when they get in the game. So they understand when I say team, I mean the individual part of them leaves them. And I think that, you know, there's always assets to have, you know, two good quarterbacks. And but once again, we don't have no experience at quarterback. These guys are, you know, I've only played three games of football.
Next question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Coach, following up on Kyle's question, have you ever had a situation before where you went with more than one quarterback, and would you like to see this eventually become just one guy?
You know, Marty, my philosophy on that is we're just going to play it out and see what happens. We're not going to panic over it. These guys are both playing well for us. It's always good to have two good ones and have one. So we're just going to let it play itself out.
What kind of a boost do you think Christopher gave you when he came in Saturday?
You know, I thought it was big. I thought, you know, he made the connected with Ramon Copeland on that 75-yard pass. But, you know, Malcolm did some good things in the beginning, the first half, with Jada Kiss Barnes with his pass. So, you know, both of them are doing good things.
And last question I want to ask, just talk about, is there any particular facet of your game at this point in the season you'd like to see the team improve? And is there any particular facet to this point where you're really pleased with and would like to see it continue?
Well, we just got a lot of work to do. I mean, we got a lot of improvement. We got a lot of work to do.
All right, next question from Kevin Trestolini. Go ahead, Kev.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach. Coach, my question is a little bit similar to what Daniel asked you, but I wanted to see if because of some of the connections you have on your two coaching staffs, both on offense and defense, are there some similarities between what the two teams, Hampton and Delaware, do? And does that make, you know, preparation any less difficult or any less challenging?
You know, I really don't know. We're going to sit down and watch the film today. We really haven't watched no film on Delaware. I'll know tonight. We haven't watched film yet.
Coach, if I could follow up, you know, it's your first year in the CAA. You know, obviously you've coached at some pretty high levels of college football, you know, before coming to Hampton. I mean, how big of a challenge is it for you guys in this league, and also to play your first game, you know, at a place like Delaware, which has such a long history of success?
I think it's good. It's good for Hampton. It's good for the CAA. It's good for Delaware. I mean, you know, like I tell my players, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low. I mean, just stay right there in between. I mean, it's a good game. It's a great. They got great facilities. I mean, they got a great football team. And you know, we're looking forward to going up there and playing.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question or a follow-up from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I wanted to ask about playing two rivalry games in the first 3 weeks of the season. How valuable is that as kind of a cornerstone for having, you know, really important games to get you prepared for conference play?
You know, I really don't know until we play this game because, you know, the team that we're playing in Delaware, I mean, those guys just played against Navy and then they went to Rhode Island and, you know, and I put up 40 points. So, you know, I don't know how much it'll help us. We'll find out at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Robert, your defense held Norfolk State to 271 yards, only 13 first downs. What impressed you with the way that they were able to shut them down?
You know, I think that my biggest thing is getting lined up, alignment to assignment. I thought we did well with our alignment and playing assignment football. I think that's the most important thing. To me, you get lined up, that's half the battle. And we were getting lined up in a you know, we got some guys on defense that's athletic enough to make some plays. And we was fortunate enough to make more plays than what Norfolk State did.
How big was the play by Michael Crawford, the interception after Norfolk State had executed that fake punt to stem the momentum and change it back in your favor?
It was big. It was big, especially they was ready, you know, they was in the red zone. And for Mike to make a phenomenal play like that, I was, you know, always glad that, you know, when these young men make a play and you see a guy that's, you know, coming into his own and something good happen to him. I think that's one of the benefits of being a coach, to see one of your student athletes do something great. And especially when they've been fighting through adversity. Mike was injured last year, and now for him to have a little success on the field, that's big for me as a coach and for him to be able to get a little success on the field.
Your team is off to a 3-0 start for, I believe, the first time since 2007. What has impressed you in getting off to that start, and how many more steps can this team take as you start CAA play?
You know, like I told the guys last night, you know, just continue to, you know, be good teammates and continue to, you know, to work hard and take coaching, you know, and just stay with your fundamentals and assignments and do what you're coaching. And let's just stay together as a team and we'll see how this thing play out.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for your time this afternoon and safe travels to Delaware and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, thank you guys.